the Gentleman's Review.
Hello, it's episode 70 of the Gentleman's Review.
Yay!
My name's Martin Wolfenden.
And I'm Andrew Wilson.
And we both have penises.
Yes, definitely. Just checked.
Mine's...
I've just checked mine, not Martin's.
He checked mine.
That
little illusion will work because we are actually videoing today's podcast.
Yes, yeah, all these little pictures we paint with our words are going to be shown to be false and that, aren't they?
Completely lost.
Yeah.
A picture paints 1,000 words, they say.
They do say that, yeah.
I think they're liars.
Do you reckon?
I've read a book that's got at least 1,000 words in it.
No pictures.
No, because a picture is less fat than the book.
Pictures are usually only about that. And a big book can be anywhere from that thicker.
Yeah. So that's what's
if not
wrong.
Thicker.
Yeah. Mm. So if you hear somebody saying that, then you should kill them.
Definitely.
Set fire to them.
Yes.
Or make them into cheese.
And eat them.
For dinner.
Cheesy dinner.
And then have a bit for supper as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got my willy out there.
Yeah,
but I didn't. Because
this is what I have to put up with every week.
Yeah, you can see that I didn't get my willy out. You've got yours out though, haven't you? No. See, crotches in view. Let's cover mine up.
Yep,
it's good. Cover mine up. So yeah, so how have you had a good week? Has it been good?
I've had an all right week. Yes. Yeah, I started off an animal orphanage specifically for orphaned giant tortoises.
Oh, good. What do they call the tortoises? I've got a special name.
We just make the names up, like so
Colin,
so Brian the Tortoise, and Evadne.
That's what happened
and,
to me.
Yeah,
I Evadne. Yeah,
but they live so long; it's becoming a bit of a pain. You know, we've got ones that their parents have finally died off after like 200 years, however old they got.
Yeah,
and they're going to outlive us, so it's probably a bit of a bad move, really.
So what you should do is you should move into donkey sanctuaries.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
They're a bit shorter lived, and I suppose they're probably tastier when they eventually drop off the twig, aren't they?
Donkey.
Tasty donkey, yeah.
I don't eat donkeys.
There's video evidence to the contrary of that.
Pah! Pah, man! Pah, man!
Yeah.
And Tom, what... he's not there again.
No, he's working the camera today.
Yeah. Hello, Tom. Shake the camera. I don't know why I'm playing a piano.
I don't know.
Shake the piano.
Yes.
This is completely...
From the perspective of the viewers, that really will look like he was just shaking
yeah,
the...
It will completely lost on the ears only, people listening to this podcast.
So, yeah, so if you agree with us, Tom, nod. Oh, this is going to be shit to listen to.
I haven't had so much bouncy since I watched one of those pornographic videos on the YouPorn, Andy.
Oh, I say, YouPorn, not just your video cassettes.
No.
You're moving times, aren't you?
Oh, God, video cassettes. I hardly use those at all anymore. You know what I use instead?
What do you use instead?
Gramophone.
Oh, right, you've got pornographic gramophone records, have you?
I do, yes.
You moved on from the wax cylinders, then?
Because they all wore out.
Yes. Well, I suppose, you know, if they're particularly good, you'd end up just filling the grooves in, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I like to fill the groove.
Mm.
Feel the groove.
Yeah.
Feel the groove with me and you.
So are these fancy video gramophone discs, or are they audio-only smut?
They are audio-only smut. They've got lots of moans on there and people touching themselves, but I think they're touching themselves. I keep hearing a little slap.
Well, you need a narrator, really. Say no.
Yeah.
And now Martin is touching himself. See him touch himself.
Do they do audio described porn? Do you think?
I don't know. That's a gap in the market, isn't it? We should do that.
Yeah, because I know on my television channel on the cable,
yeah,
they actually have an audio described channel for like BBC.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Susan is putting an egg in a cup. Why she's putting an egg in a cup? We don't know. She's doing it for a reason. We don't know why.
See, this is the thing. It just gives you a description. It doesn't give you any insight into the character's motivation, does it?
Yeah, if it could be, Susan is fingering herself. That's what they do in straight porn, is it? They do fingering?
Oh, probably, yes.
Like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Susan is touching Peter's winkle.
With her pinkle finger.
Yes.
Like they have in America, the pinkle
fingers. Pinkle finger, yeah. It's the extra sixth finger that porn actresses have specifically for stimulating a man's winky.
It was invented by Ira Pinkle in the 1920s.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He sat down and thought, I'm watching some pornographic lithographs. Mm. And I really would like women on there to have an extra finger.
An extra finger with which to stimulate.
So he invented the Pinkle finger, which just glues on the side.
Oh, it's a glue on it. So yeah. I thought it was a result of selective breeding experiments.
I'm showing that to the people home opposite my cup of coffee that I'm drinking right
Martin
now.
Martin is stroking the right-hand side of his hand.
Of his foot, even.
Of his foot, yes.
We're not lying. I'll do that as well.
Yeah.
See?
Audio description.
Yeah, the best thing ever.
Martin has put his foot back on the floor.
And what you can't see at the moment is Dill,
be able to see the effects of Dill in a moment when he knocks the camera over.
He's a crazy little hound.
I've started eating a biscuit. He wants
so adorable.
He's
so sweet. Can you see his head? Oh, you can see his head. Yep. Oh, Dillster. He's a Dillster. He's a Dillster. He's a Dillster. Come on, baby Dillster, on. Yeah.
That's very good. I often think we should go back to the Gentleman's Reviews Marvelous Mechanical Music Machine or whatever it was.
Yeah, I wish I had that jingle still.
Oh, did you lose it?
I did. It's still upstairs on one of my old iPods. But now I've got this new phone, which has an iPod in it.
Taking a lie down.
Oh, yeah, go and have a little nap. Are you going to have a nap? It's going to sit there.
No.
That's fine. You see, this is what we have to put up with for every podcast. We have an adorable dog come up and lick us. It's hell. Total really? Hell. Yeah. So, what have you been doing this week? Have you been doing anything thrilling and exciting?
Well, other than the animal sanctuary.
Yep.
Oi, got the biscuits, naughty dog.
He loves his biscuits.
He does. Go and sit down.
I love biscuits as well. In fact, we'll have the biscuit review later on.
Oi.
He won't go away. That, go. Oh, yeah, get his doggy biscuit out. That's good.
You'll have to pass it to me. I've put them behind you for some stupid reason. All right, here we go. He's reaching around the other side. Oh, there we go. Stretch.
Hey. Doing a reach around for Andy.
Whee! Blimey.
We've got the biscuits. The bone shaped. Andy's unwrapping the biscuits. They're bone shaped.
Dilly.
Bony.
Take it and lie down.
Bony M. That's me. I used to be called Boney M because I was quite thin.
Oh, really?
Do you remember when I was thin?
Blimey.
But actually,
that must have been a long time ago. Actually, there are pictures with us both being thin on them, aren't there? Which just goes to show, doesn't it?
Indeed there are. Indeed there are. In fact, I was looking thin. I saw a photo from Comic Relief the other year. It says you and me.
Yes.
Or I. Is it you and me? It's you and me, isn't it?
I don't know. In this one, yeah. In this case, it would be, yeah.
Biscuit. And we are doing things with noses.
Yes. Not each other's noses.
So in fact, I'm going to do...
That would be weird.
No. I'm going to do my two plugs today. I've got two plugs for this Comic Relief thing.
Have you?
I'm not going to do like I did last time. I have the entire show as a big plug.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's rude.
No, that would be it.
You know. I've got two plugs. So 18th of March... I'm going to look into the camera now. 18th of March from 10 a.m. Nearly got this wrong. 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're going to be doing a live stream podcast via the Gentleman's Review site.
Yep.
That's www.thegentlemansreview.com. And you can join us, listen in, play with yourself. On the same site, you can also go through the buttons and bows and all the other exciting things that will take you through to our Just Giving page where you can donate some money.
Mm-hmm.
We've had 7 donations so far.
How much we got?
We got £70.
That is not at all bad, is it,
actually,
so far?
Actually, I lie. We've had 6 donations. One person gave £20.
Blimey.
And I'll be
that
finding out
jolly,
who did that before the end of this podcast. And we'll be giving them a little lick.
Aww.
A lovely lick.
Yeah, and maybe an inappropriate touch as well.
Yeah. That's what Maoris do.
Is it? What, lick each other?
Yeah, no, they do that.
Yeah.
When they're doing their Jim Hacker.
Ah, yes.
Off of Yes Prime Minister and Yes Minister.
Not a Jim Carner.
No, Jim Carner is a cunt.
Is he?
Yeah, massive cunt. Have you never seen any of the...
Stupid horse riding.
Those films are made during the war where he tortured people.
Oh, what a bastard. It's not excusable just because you're at war.
Yeah, and he electrocuted those horses as we were... The other week, I can't even fucking speak. I was looking at the biscuit and the coffee, and The biscuit and the coffee just took away my mouth.
So hard on the looking at a biscuit, he couldn't talk anymore.
I was like that woman. Do you remember the woman the other night? The other day she was on American television. She had some sort of migraine thing, and she couldn't speak.
Oh,
properly.
When she just sort of went blah 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 blah. Yeah. And she said afterwards in an interview, "Well, I've been listening to a lot of the Gentleman's Review, and I really admire that Martin Wolfenden. I wanted to be just like him when I broadcasted."
And what happened is somebody held a biscuit in front of the camera, and that was it. She'd gone.
Oh, ba, 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 biscuit. You're very musical today, aren't you?
It's, you know why I'm musical?
No, why?
Because I'm musical.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Musical.
Yes.
Musical.
So what have you been up to this week? Anyway, you can be telling me that while I'm getting more coffee.
Well, I went out and got a toaster factory where I make toasters. And the problem was I left them switched on and with one piece of bread in them and they all burst into flames.
Oh dear.
Happily, the insurance paid out, so I've got loads and loads of money now, which is really nice.
That is good.
Yep. Yep, that's really good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you decided to do the entire thing again, put the sugar in your coffee as well.
I said I was getting some more coffee while you were telling me.
Well, he did. Oh, and Dill's got a biscuit. He snaffled a snappily biscuit.
So, what are you going to invest? I don't know.
For some reason, the camera and us sharing a sofa has made this go completely wrong. Usually, it doesn't go this wrong. But,
well, usually I don't get more coffee while we're going.
Yeah, and we've usually got three.
You bring in for us,
and we've got three people to talk. Oh, and he's got another biscuit. Bless him. He's a good lad. He's a good lad. So, yeah, the toaster factory, and I got loads of insurance. I'm now a millionaire.
What are you going to do with that money? Are you going to reinvest it in some other domestic appliance?
Yep, I'm going to buy a building. I'm going to buy a toasty factory.
Oh, right.
So I'm going to get a Breville. It's going to be called a Wolfie.
Yes.
And it's going to be a giant toasted sandwich maker. It'll be 2 foot high. 16 foot wide.
Wow.
And only uses granary baps.
Oh, really? Toasted granary baps?
Yeah. I like granary baps.
That is, I'm not sure that's not a bad commercial decision. I know you like granary baps, but is...
Look, I'm going to move these out of the way.
Yeah.
Moving the biscuits. But yeah, granary baps are delicious. And nutritious, and they help your stools push out.
I'm not sure enough other people will want toasted granary baps that they'll pay for them.
But this is the good thing. I'm going to sell them as granny baps.
Definitely. And everyone likes granny baps.
There are enough perverts out there who'll want to buy granny baps.
Yeah. And because they're perverts, they'll pay more for it. Everyone knows perverts pay more for their particular thing.
Yep. Perverts pay Peter to pick some pecks of pickled pepper.
Yes. Yeah.
Isn't that right?
I think so, yeah.
I think so. So, yeah. So we've had a lovely couple of weeks. I've done that. Also preparing for the podcast, the big podcast, Mega Podcast.
Yes, you've been doing a lot of tests with that, haven't you? You've been doing, practice things to make sure it all comes out of the internet pipe properly.
And I bet nobody noticed that I'd done them.
No, probably not.
Even though the page is live on the website.
Really?
And I've been piping out stuff.
What, our website? At www.thegentlemansreview.com.
That's the one.
Wow.
Sexy website.
Yeah.
Biggest, sexiest website in the country. It's got pictures of willies on it.
Does it? Is it? No, it doesn't really.
No. Does not contain pictures of willies.
No. It could do, but it doesn't.
Well, the problem with pictures of willies is that, people complain and you've got to take down the pictures of willies and then the willy police come after you and you've got no willies anymore. And then you've got to stand there in front of a courtroom naked singing, "I got no willies to hold me down to make me laugh."
And doing that little jiggly dance to swing it round to please the judge.
That's right. Which, incidentally, if you've ever listened to... Have you ever listened to the Colonel's podcast?
Yes, on and off I have. Yeah,
yeah, it's very, very good. You should listen to it because it reminded me because he did a bit about waving his willy in front of people to get off a court thing.
Oh, I've not heard that.
Yeah, it's very funny. and you should listen to it. It's the Colonel's Podcast.
Mm. Wow, we are the podcast review this
podcast
week, aren't we?
Podcast review. It's podcast review. And of course, if you're listening to the Trap Podcast, which you should be, if you're not listening to the Trap Podcast, or Sodcast. Damn it, yeah. I got it wrong.
You're an idiot.
This is how angry you made me by not listening to the Trap Sodcast. I got it wrong.
In fairness, they don't want to be listening to it right now because they'll get confused with two things coming at them at the same time.
No, modern kids can do 15 things at the same time.
Can they?
I found that.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
Why isn't one of those 15 things not being a twat? Because none of modern kids seem to be able to manage that at all, regardless of whether they're doing anything else.
It's part of the syllabus, GCSE syllabus. They've got to be twats. I think they call it something like humanities.
Oh, right. Is that what that is? That's being a twat.
Yeah. They have something else as well, which we didn't have at school, which came in afterwards. It was like social studies or something like that.
Mm.
Where they learn to be cunts. Yeah.
Is that the more advanced thing? They start off being twats and then they, you know, when they're really comfortable in being a twat, they press on for being a cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then become a banker. That's you, satirised bankers.
Oh, that's sticking it to the man. High five. Oh, God.
I used my penis then.
Yes, you did.
I didn't use my penis then. If I had, those people would have been able to see it.
Yeah, they would. Well, I don't know, you can be quite quick with it.
Whipping it in and out, yeah. It came between frames.
Yeah.
This is like, 25 frames per second? And it went zooming in between those frames.
Yeah, you're like a sort of dirty matrix, aren't you?
Your
whizzy moves.
I'm Wio from the Dirty Matrix.
Yeah, that's very good.
Don't know what that means.
No.
Don't think it means anything.
No one knows what it means.
It's never meant anything because in the history of the world. Yeah. No. So I've been watching television. I was going to talk today about Outcasts.
Ah, well, I never ended up getting around to watching it because you said it would be shit to discuss and I was only going to watch it so we had something to talk about.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was only going to be shit to discuss because it had been discussed on another podcast and we've got a lot of listeners in common with that podcast.
Yeah.
Which is Precious Little, of course, and it'd be no good of me going over the same ground that Michael did so eloquently. So we're not going to talk about Outcasts other than that, in fact, it was...
Yeah, I heard it was, I didn't even bother watching.
But it's now been shifted over to Sunday nights at 10:30.
Graveyard.
When everybody's gone to bed to get up for work in the morning.
Yep.
So that's gone. It's finished. And that's probably the second least successful Kudos production since Bone Kickers.
Oh, well, is it done by the same people that did that?
Yeah.
Now that's, again, is something I didn't watch because I sort of looked at the trailers and thought, that looks shit.
Yeah, I remember talking...
And I remember how annoyed it made you.
Yeah, it annoyed me because I like a bit of archaeology,
you
know. And I was talking to a friend's brother of ours.
Ah, yes.
Professor Allen.
Yeah.
Is he a professor? Is he just doctor, isn't he? He's not a professor.
Doctor, professor.
And he is an archaeologist and he got very cross with it because it made archaeology look utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's not. You know, middle-aged men brushing away at bones in fields is not ridiculous. Not so tragic.
Hey, you're the one that done the joke.
But
it's your fault.
But then they brought it out on DVD, imagine that. Now,
bloody hell.
I bet there's a warehouse full of them somewhere.
Who were they expecting would buy that?
The production crew?
I think that's some kind of money laundering thing, isn't it?
I reckon they were just bought by people in the cast just to put on their show reels.
Possibly.
Just chopped a bit out when the work being completely shit. In fact, I think Anton Lesser was in it, wasn't he? Is Anton Lesser? He's the guy who's in Hustle.
Which one in Hustle?
Is he the black guy?
That's Adrian Lester.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of Anton Lesser, who's the actor from the other thing.
Well done.
Anton Lesser wasn't in it.
Nah.
I do like Anton Lesser. I'm very fond of Anton Lesser. He's very good on the radio, and he's in anything good on television. So look out for Anton Lesser.
Mm.
Anton Lesser. He's a good dresser. He's Anton Lesser. He's got a Welsh dresser. In his dining room.
You can't just keep rhyming different meanings of the word dresser. Well, when he's working at the theatre, he gets a dresser.
Yeah, yeah. He is an actor after all, and he should have his own dresser. But yeah, so that was bad. But I don't know how we got onto that, onto Bone Kickers, because it was Bone Crappers.
Nah, that didn't really work, did it?
Hello? Yeah, it is on, isn't it? Yeah, there's a wind blowing through the room.
Yeah. As people watching this on the Vodcast will know.
Yeah. So I think we should have a game of Ask Yoda.
Oh, yeah, we should. We haven't asked Yoda for ages.
We shall call it Video Ask Yoda.
Wait, how do you come up with these names?
It's off the top of my head.
That's amazing.
I'm just so creative.
Yeah.
It's like I'm an Oscar Wilde.
That is, yeah. Yeah, you're one of those Oscar Wildes, you are.
I'm one of those Joker's Wildes.
Yeah.
Tell you what I did watch the other night I've not seen before.
What did you watch the other night that you've not seen before?
It's the general review. We just seem to talk about television quite a lot. Yeah. I watched Lunch Monkeys.
The fuck? I've never even heard of that.
I hadn't. And
what is it?
Stay not hearing of it. It's bloody awful.
Is it? What's it about? What's
It's about some people who are working in a post room, and they bonk each other, and then they get people's lunch, and then they do stuff. And Nigel Havers is in it as playing the boss.
Wow, the lunch boss.
Yeah, it's not very good.
I have to say. I mean, I admit you're probably not selling it particularly hard,
no.
But it does sound absolutely fucking terrible.
It's better than the Morgana show. I'll give it that.
In fairness, being stabbed in the face with a blunt screwdriver is better than Morgana show.
No, it isn't. That happened to me last week.
Yeah, that would explain
that's why I'm growing the beard again, to cover up the massive gash.
What,
That's what ladies do. They get growth hair to cover up their massive gash. That's very misogynistic. I'm so sorry. So very sorry.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Martin.
Well, no, it was the way I was brought up. I was brought up in the workhouse.
Were you?
Yeah.
By women hating men.
Yeah, and I was made to do pointless tasks to spend my days.
Mm.
I had to crank the monkey.
Difficult. That would explain why you're constantly doing that these days, then.
Yeah, I had to tickle a sailor. But it was a dead sailor. And the idea was you tickle away, and if the sailor laughed and came back to life...
Yeah.
You get a free pass out of the workhouse.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Is that how you got out in the end, then? Did you tickle the sailor back to life?
Yeah, I stuck a hoover up him.
And
on blow, which you could do back then, because it was the olden days.
Yes, when all hoovers had a little switch with a round knob on the end that went from suck to blow.
Yeah, and I pushed that up his bum.
Yeah.
And then it came...
Did he flap around like one of those big... plastic men on top of carpet shops that go flappy flappy.
I rented him out to like pride festivals and things like that. They had him sort of flapping around.
Yeah.
It's great. It's very good. They got to have quite saggy bodies though.
Yeah, well it was fine that season when you did it, but when you put him into storage and then got him out next year and they put the thing up him and he just burst and showered everyone.
Yeah, it's not nice.
In fetid, rotting semen entrails, then...
I mean, the worst thing is when you got a thin one. If you get a thin one and you stick the pipe up them, they sound like a paper and comb. And that's all you can hear.
I suppose you could always get a very small, thin one, then it would go so high you couldn't hear it. It would just attract dogs.
Waving it nowhere.
Dilly's not particularly attracted by that, is he?
He's just looking really relaxed. Relaxed and enjoying himself.
Yeah, now he's not stealing our fucking biscuits.
Stealing our thunder.
Naughty dog.
I can smell my thunder. I've just stolen my own thunder.
Oh, bloody hell.
It's a coffee. I love coffee, but it makes me fart like a cunt.
Can you not put a cork up it before we start recording or something?
Put a... cock up it. No, I wouldn't do that. I don't like anything up there, matey.
You're not much of a woman.
I know what you're thinking, that's a gay man. He's going to stuck all things up his bum.
You're not much of a one for the bum fun, then.
No. I don't see the point. You know, it's
well, that's because it's around the back at that point, isn't it?
A finger up to prod your prostate is probably good enough. You know,
That's enough. There's no need to go any further.
That's why I go to hospital occasionally.
Yeah.
Just go, I bend over.
Yeah.
Sometimes even if I'm just in a dental specialist room.
Really? Do dentists do that then?
I just tell them I've got teeth up my ass.
Oh, right.
Like in that film. The woman with teeth up her ass.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty nasty, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I hope they change their gloves before they do the next inspection if they've had fingers up your body.
Government cuts, they don't.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So it's, straight from one end to the other.
From anal to the grave.
I can sort of see where you're going with that, and it very nearly worked, but didn't actually.
If I could have thought of anything that was similar to a grave.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I suppose if you'd sort of gone and instead of going to your dentist, you'd gone to your barber's instead. Yeah. It would have been from the anal to the shave.
Yeah. When I was a young man heading over to Manchester in the early 90s, I would go and have some sex in a disused warehouse, and then the music would start. We'd all have a little dance. So yeah, it was from anal to the rave.
Hey. Yeah. Oh, blimey, I nearly went off with the anticipation of that one.
Better than Inception, that was.
Oh, but God, I'm spent now.
The stain developing. Cover it up. Yeah. Cover it up, love. I don't want to see that sticking out and flopping around like a sailor on a tube.
Oh, blimey.
That's a sailor on a pipe that I'm doing on the video
that's
screen.
That's very good. And let's have a look at the... That is going to look brilliant to people watching this at home.
Yeah, you can't hear it if you're using old-fashioned things like ears.
Yeah,
well, ears.
That's why I did the sound effect that everyone knows is the noise of a sailor getting an old-style vacuum cleaner stuck up their bum on blow.
Yeah, this is multi-platform stuff.
Yes, it's a multimedia experience. Isn't
We are. How did Nathan Barlow put it? Yeah, we're a self-facilitating media node.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that means. I did actually panic at one point that I was turning into Nathan Barley.
Did you?
Because I was turning into a massive cunt. But the fact that I was promoting various things like videos and podcasts and things, and I got quite worried I might turn into him.
You already have.
And Charlie Brooker might see me and punch me for turning into his creation.
Yeah, he'll sue you.
Yeah.
For copyright infringement.
And Chris Morris will finger me. No.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Yeah, it's a shame I can't think of anything to do with Chris Morris that rhymes with grave.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we could have resurrected that one.
Did you see the BAFTAs?
No. Couldn't be asked.
Terrible. It was very, very boring. I mean, really, really bad. It's because it's the BAFTA Film Awards. Filmmakers take themselves so fucking seriously.
Mm.
Whereas television people always have that little bit of insecurity. Inferiority.
Oh, what, because they're not making films?
Yeah, because they're not making it on a bigger screen.
Yeah.
Although most houses now have quite big screens.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, with telly's getting bigger and bigger, surely that gap is closing all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, massive gash is closing.
As your dentist said.
minutes. So, yeah. So, where were we?
You were talking about the BAFTAs, and then you rudely checked the time after my hilarious interjection.
Andy's interjection. It's 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 Andy's interjection. You love that, don't you?
Oh, God, I'm not feeling well after that.
Did I vibrate your ears?
You did a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. When I was a male hooker, that was my thing.
All right.
Yeah, I go up to a man, I get his cock there, and I go, and it just
It would blow. It would vibrate him off with it.
Yeah.
Blimey.
I had to sort of make sure I was flat to the one side so it would go flying over my shoulder.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. I used to earn £3.50 a go at that.
Really? That's pretty serious money.
Yeah. Women used to do it, but they used to burst the end.
Oh, what, because it's so high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
Oh, like an overripe strawberry.
They all look like sandworms by the time I've finished.
Yeah. Do they have little teeth on the inside as well?
Yeah.
If you blow the end of your...
Yeah.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Is there any orifice in a person that doesn't have little teeth up it?
No. It's a defence mechanism. It was introduced by...
It's Henry VIII, I think, wasn't it? He introduced everything, pretty much.
Yeah, he took from the monasteries.
Yeah.
He gave to scientists to put teeth
to put
up people.
Teeth up, yeah.
Yeah. And he made sure that the English race had teeth up them. Irish people, Scottish people, Welsh people don't have teeth up them.
Mm.
Just English people.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things that immigration do is, you know, if people come in and say, hello, yes, I'm actually English, let me in, is they stick their fingers up,
yeah. Yeah.
And see if they can feel the teeth.
That's it. In fact, Spike Milligan wrote a poem about it.
Did he?
Yeah. English teeth shining up your bum.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of my favourite ones,
yeah,
actually.
It was great. After string is a wonderful thing, rope is thicker, but string is quicker.
Mm.
Silly verse for kids. If you have not got a copy, be ashamed of yourself!
Yeah, you bastards. I've just realised us videoing this is going to demonstrate how I obsessively fiddle with my headphone cable the whole time we're recording.
As long as you're not fiddling with your head, that's fine.
Andy and Martin are both fiddling with their heads.
Top head.
Yeah.
It's not that sort of video. Can't get away with that anymore.
Yeah.
Not since the Queen Bandit.
Queen Bandit?
Queen Bandit.
She like the queen of all the bandits.
She made the film Queenie and the Bandit.
Breaker. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breaker. Queenie Bandity on your tail. And the bandit was a German.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Was this during wartime? Was there that edge to it? Or was it more just sort of an homage to a cultural roots?
It was... it was an exchange student.
Ah. What are they exchanging for?
A mart.
I don't get it.
Neither do I. This coffee's going cold.
Yeah, it does that. It's actually reasonably cold in here.
Is it?
Well, my feet are a bit cold.
Ah, well, you should put some new... Gentleman's Review socks on.
Oh, have we got some Gentleman's Review socks?
Yep, they're made out of cats.
Wow, furry and warm.
Yeah, well, I say made out of, they are cats.
They're just cats that you're putting your feet in, aren't they? Yeah,
they've been specially hollowed out.
Yeah.
And you put your feet up on.
Not sure I like the sound of that.
So I'll do that. I'm going to put the heating on. You'll be able to hear it in the background. It'll be like cinema verite.
Oh, I say.
Yeah.
It's like dogma podcasting, is it?
You talk.
Me talk.
Yeah.
I shall relate to you an episode. I'm almost considering turning this into a feature called My Marvellous Middle Class Mind. I was in the pub last night talking to a bunch of people from work. It was someone's leaving do. And one of them was saying about this girl that she knew and she was friends with. And she said, to my ears, I thought she said, I really shouldn't be friends with her. She's graceless. And I sort of... I sort of tutted and shook my head. Oh, dearie me, it must be a crashing chore knowing someone like that. Turns out she'd actually said she was racist. But I just assumed that, you know, the kind of thing that you'd pick up on that would make you think you shouldn't be friends with someone would be a lack of grace.
Graceless and artless,
yes.
And generally quite pointless.
Yeah.
I'm not really keen on racists. You may have noticed.
Yes.
I have a problem with them. You know why I have a problem with them?
Why?
Because they're racist.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's another one of your circular arguments, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't go to university.
Really?
Mm. I know you find it difficult to tell.
Mm.
With my excellent vocabulary. Speaking with words, tools.
Knowy big words.
Skills. Yeah. Mm. And... My constant references to the classics, Jordan's Big Boob Handbook. Yeah, that's the only one I've read. I've never read another book.
Yeah,
just Jordan's Big Boob Handbook.
It's an odd one for you to pick, really, because you're not an enormous fan of the boobies, are you?
No, but I was trying to grow my own.
Oh right.
Dig for victory.
Yes. Well, you've had some degree of success there, haven't you?
Yeah, they're. coming on nicely.
Yeah.
In fact, it's quite disturbing when I was... It didn't show too much through a jumper, but if I was half naked now, the top half.
And I think we can all thank fuck that you're not.
Yeah, I resemble a sort of rolled up worm.
Yeah.
Sort of all wrinkles and little ridges.
Yeah.
There's like that with a pair of like pendulous boobs hanging over the top of my belly.
Boob worm.
Yeah, that's sort of the stand up though. All sorts of flattens out, so it's all right.
Yeah.
I haven't got any sort of boob tissue in there.
Yeah.
It's just fat.
That's all right,
because apparently some men, they have boob tissue.
Ooh, dear.
Yeah. And I don't mean like the stuff that teenage girls pop down.
Stuff down the top. No.
It's like it grows like proper mammary glands stuff.
And that is crazy, that is,
and
isn't
they,
it?
They end up with boobs.
Wow.
And I would hate that. That would be horrible.
It would, but I suppose at least you can make a living out of tranny porn without actually having to have an operation first.
Hmm. Or trampoline tranny porn.
Hmm.
Need that?
Well, I suppose you've got bouncy stuff at both ends, haven't you?
I certainly have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have bouncy stuff at both ends.
Yes.
That's a fact. I don't... Why did I say it was a fact? I don't, people say that, don't they? And that's a fact.
It's like, literally.
Yeah, it's like this silly bang guy, isn't it? But he never says that's a fact. He just sort of like banging.
Yeah. But other than that, other than the fact that he doesn't say it, it's a lot like him.
Yeah.
That's pretty much his exact shtick.
So it's like Hitler. He never said that's a fact either.
No, he's the kind of person that would have, though.
Yeah. He kind of likes to think he could say that if he wanted to.
Yeah.
If he wasn't dead.
Hmm.
Or is he dead? Or isn't he
dead? Ooh.
Yes, yeah, he's dead. He is. Yeah.
Once that's a fact.
That's magic.
Do you think that was just his version of that, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, he sort of shot himself in the head and he was a coward.
What, Paul Daniels?
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. He let the lovely Debbie McGee take the cyanide.
Yeah.
And she had all the spasms and then she kicked over some flowers.
Was that not just her doing her dancing?
Yeah, it could have been that. Yeah. Could have been that. And then he saw what her kicking over the flowers and then shot himself in the head.
Mm,
he's a coward right to the end. A one bald coward. Not that I'm deriding anybody with one ball.
Sounded like you were.
It's quite possible that when I've had my operation, I might have one ball.
Blimey. Do they use it to patch up the rest of it then?
Yeah, I think they sort of smear it out with a roller.
Roll it out and then staple it over the hole.
In which I will then call myself Martin Unaball.
You should do, yeah.
Actually, a friend of my mum's used to have a dog. She was German, was this lady. The dog. And it was a gorgeous dog. And they used to call him Uno. He had one ball.
Aww.
But which I just thought was strange, because she was German. She should have called him Eins.
Yeah, it would have made more sense.
Or Einer. Is it Einer? No, is that...
But then I suppose it wouldn't have sounded like a name. It would just be a word then. You need it to be in a different language for it to sound like a name.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Uno.
Cleverly picked one that was foreign to her and us.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. What is that Italian or is it Spanish?
Could be either.
Dos.
They're quite similar, aren't they?
Dos. Ah, that's going to be Spanish, isn't it?
It is the way you were saying it there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably Portuguese as well.
Yeah. Portuguese. That's how they say their name over there.
Is it?
Yeah, Portuguese.
Oh, it's, I couldn't even work out what you were saying until you explained it. I thought you were saying poor doggies in an odd accent.
Oh, poor doggies.
Poor doggies.
For the little doggies. I love the little doggies.
That's a sort of
South London Frenchie.
You're really good with accents. We should do more... You know, written, acted stuff.
Yeah,
and we just have to write the sequel to Talent of Time. I think will have to be entirely different combinations of foreign accents that you can do.
Which, it, funnily enough, is as far as I know, it will be kind of us all doing a strange accent when we get round to recording it. Just don't know when that's going to be.
Do a Chinaman that's lived in Cornwall for quite a while.
Oh, let me think. Hello, would you like your Cornish pasta?
That is uncanny.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I've got a new voiceover agent.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I think they're a voiceover agent. I can only hear their voice over the phone. They never let me go and see them.
Oh, God. Is it technically time to finish yet.
Yeah, another quarter of an hour. Quarter of an hour of sheer joy.
Oh, dearie me.
Joy, oh, rapture, unforeseen. Which is not by Handel. It was, of course, by Gilbert and Sullivan.
Duh.
Yeah.
Who said it was Handel?
I did, in the last podcast.
Oh, you dozy cunt.
I'm an idiot. I don't know where I got it from. Joy, rapture, unforeseen. If you remember, that was
See,
it.
See, now that does sound quite Gilbert and Sullivan, yeah, the way you said it. Does it repeat itself a lot?
Yeah, it just goes, joy, rapture, unforeseen. Oh, joy, rapture, unforeseen. Oh, joy, rapture, joy, 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 unforeseen.
Yeah.
Oh, joy, 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 joy,
rapture, unforeseen. Yeah.
That's how Justin Bieber sounds now. Or Bieber.
Oh, right.
His voice is breaking.
Is it?
I don't know, I tell you, the other night I sat down and because I've got the video boxy magic thing. Or the
video boxy magic thing.
Yeah, that's international. International. It's, that's nothing to do with that.
No.
That's a sailor with a tube up him. This is a video.
the video boxy magic thing.
Yeah. And it has on demand music videos.
And it
has a playlist of the most recent.
Yes.
And on that playlist, I played playlist.
Yes.
As you do.
That's what they're for.
Yeah.
Well, and for listing, of course, obviously. But
and every single one of the new chart hits has people singing on it. Quite a lot of them.
Say what?
Singing on it, yeah. And every single one of them had been auto-tuned.
It's because no one can actually properly sing anymore, other than us.
No, I just find that really depressing.
Mm.
I mean, genuinely depressing.
I don't know why, having heard the gentleman's review and your singing and occasionally the rest of us joining in, that we haven't been offered a record contract.
Yeah. I mean, we can probably both auto-tune as well. But yeah, I didn't even know what an auto-tune sounded like until Britain's Got Talent came up and did theirs.
Yeah.
And now I can hear it every time. It's like little metal... a metal Mickey edge to everything.
Mm.
And I don't like it.
Does it offend you?
It doesn't offend me. I just think it's...
It does, doesn't it?
I just want to hear a real voice.
It does offend you, doesn't it?
When the voices are...
It offends you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It really offends
you.
It's really offensive.
Mm. He's got really angry now. Ooh, scary face.
For people at home listening...
Yeah.
I did a scary face.
That will be gold when they listen back to it.
Video gold, video gold. Video gold, video gold. Video gold, video gold. Never gets old. Video gold.
Yeah. I'm fiddling with my headphone cable again.
As long as you're not fiddling with your penis. Yeah, fiddle with my...
Oh, hey. There we go.
Yeah, he fiddled with my penis. He didn't fiddle with my penis.
I didn't really.
Can't get away with anything.
I know. This whole video thing, it's spoiling the illusion, isn't it?
It's just an illusion. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Tom? Should we do the video one every week? Oh, he's shaking his head.
Oh, dear. I thought we'd been attacked by Klingons. Ah. Excited Klingons. This is audio gold. It really is.
God, I'm worn out now.
And the problem with doing this as well, because I find it really annoying to edit video.
Yes.
This is going to go out unedited.
Is it?
Yes. Every little
snappy
blandishment.
I did wonder what you were going to do about the editing, given that we usually chop out the occasional shit bit in the audio ones.
There are no shit bits today, because we've talked about bollocks now for 49 minutes.
That's not bad.
That's impressive, I think.
Yeah. And actually, a lot of that time was literally talking about bollocks.
Yes.
Mm. And that's a fact.
Men's and ladies.
Yes.
Did we talk about lady bollocks?
Lady bollocks. It depends. We've talked about boobies, which I have heard referred to as top bollocks before by oikish types.
Scrappy, grappy, do boobies.
Mm.
It's
just going to make people angry, reminding them about Scrappy Doo.
Yeah, but at least they got their... Did they kill him off in the film? No, they didn't. He went to prison, didn't he?
Did he? I can't remember. I know, yeah. I know he did get what was coming to him, but I couldn't remember whether that was Dedin or not.
Yeah, I think he was inside Rowan Atkinson, wasn't he, in the film?
I think that was the special version.
Oh!
Yeah.
Hey! Oh! Hi! What?
Yeah,
I've run out of responses to that.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any responses, please send them to...
Do...
the chaps at thegentlemanreview.com.
.com, yes. Or yeah. Tweet it to us.
Yep. At the Gents Review.
Yes. Back. What?
Is that, do you know the Devil Horn thing that is done by proper rock people? I won't do it now because I don't offend anybody.
No, and it would make you look like a twat.
Yeah. And there is actually an outcry on the internet about people using that symbol, the kind of I can't do it, the Devil Horn thing. But it was like teenage boy bands doing the thing.
Yeah, it's a bit wank, isn't it, if you're not properly rock.
You got a proper heavy metal, as far as I know.
Mm.
I'm not sure death metal comes into that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It should really be a legal requirement. You should be able to get sued for doing it if you are not rock enough. Yeah.
That's light metal, like aluminium. God. God, yeah. So, yeah, music is disappointing me. Television is disappointing me.
Yeah.
The only thing that's kept me going this last week is a box set of 30 Rock.
Ah. Have you been watching that on your magical recording box thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that.
No.
Sailor with tube a bit. Sorry, I'm this is so self-indulgent, is this podcast? Yes, it's fantastic.
It is.
We're just playing to the camera.
Yeah.
The poor sods at home are listening to this going, this isn't a very good podcast at all. They keep
pausing every now and then.
They're waving things in the air. What a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we are a bunch of weirdos.
Still, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them up the arse.
Yeah.
Give us some money.
They've got to move with the times, Martin. Yeah. Then move backwards with the times when we go to not doing it on video next time.
Yeah, but this is episode 70, of course, which is...
special.
Special.
Yeah.
70. 70 podcasts, which in fortnightly podcast years is actually 140.
Mm. Yeah.
So if we were doing a weekly one, we would have done 140 of these by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we hadn't killed each other.
Yeah. Or died.
Yeah.
Wrestling a tiger.
That could happen.
But
probably for the best that whenever we've thought about getting a tiger in for wrestling, it's always been on the weeks when we've not been recording, so we've not done it.
Yeah. Isn't it strange, though? Isn't it strange? So I'm turning into...
Poor man.
Yeah. It is strange. How there are big cats.
Yes.
But there aren't...
There aren't big dogs.
Big dogs. No, I mean, there are big dogs.
Yeah.
But they're not big dogs, you know.
No.
Big ones with manes and things.
No.
Because I'd love to see a big dog chasing a big cat across the Serengeti. That'd be great.
Oh, and it running up a tree and the big dog sitting at the bottom growling it's odd, isn't it?
Mm, it's strange developments in the world. Perhaps there would have been big dogs, but perhaps they were domesticated too early or something. I don't know. I mean, you've got Great Danes, but they're just like big, droopy, floppy guys.
Yeah, they're not very good.
They're very sweet. Do they clip their ears on Great Danes? I'm sure I've seen them.
Oh, I don't know. That's a bit manky if they do.
I think I saw it on something horrible where on Great Danes, certainly in America, they have cosmetic surgeon. They clip their ears into those points.
Ah.
And I just think
what a bunch of arseholes.
Yeah. It'll be the same sort of cunts who dock dogs' tails.
Yeah, that's cunty as well.
Yeah. I did see a couple of, what do they call them?
Dogs.
Dobermans with full intact tails.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
1 year. And you'd never see that because these are the people who buy Dobermans, dock their tails. Why do they do that?
Because they're cunts.
Yeah. Little waggy tail.
Good, or
so
I don't
sweet.
Know whether they've got some idea that they'll fight them or something. Yeah. Or,
I think it's to do with dog shows. I think the people who run dog shows are massive, massive cunts.
I think
they insist on it for the way their dog looks. And that's
yeah.
If you run a dog show,
yeah,
I'm looking at you. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Punch yourself in the face. Go on, do it.
With a knife in your hand.
Yes.
You know, cut your own head off, frankly. That You disgust me.
Hang yourself with cheese wire.
Yeah. And video it so we can see it.
And laugh. That would
But yeah, that, there is that idea of doggy beauty, doggy cosmetic surgery, doggy beauty parlours.
Yeah. Any more doggy things you want
to... Doggy bags.
Yeah, there's an idea of them.
Yeah. Miss Psy Dog, the musical. I once saw Miss Saigon.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where was she?
In the local Chinese takeaway.
Racist.
Yeah, I didn't know where to go with that.
Oh, Martin, you're so graceless.
I am as well.
Yeah.
And artless. I'm not fartless.
Oh, you oaf.
Oh, it's great to be fartless.
Yeah, no, it would be nice if you were.
Yeah. Should we have a game?
A game?
A game of Ask Yoda.
What game of Ask Yoda? Okay, then.
So
you going to get him, or am I?
I'll go and get him, but it will sound a bit crap because there's not got three of us to do the song, but here we go.
No, shout loud.
Because it's video Ask Yoda, so it's video Ask Yoda. Yoda.
Video Ask Yoda. Yoda. Video Ask Yoda. Yoda. Video Ask Yoda.
Hello, and welcome to Video Ask Yoda.
It's Yoda. It's Yoda.
The Force and its wisdom are all around us. Ask you will a yes or no question. Sense the Force in my left hand. Press it and answer you, I will.
When Victorian ladies said blood and stomach pills, did they mean cum and sherry?
Difficult question you ask. Answer not clear.
What? For fuck's sake, Yoda, at least, you know, grow a backbone and give us a yes or no.
This even Yoda cannot see.
He's always argumentative, isn't he?
He don't know nothing, does he?
No. Have you got a question for him?
Yoda, should we move to doing this on video every time?
This even Yoda cannot see.
Well, you can see it because it's fucking video.
It's there.
No, I feel this will be.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, it's probably for the best, isn't it? Yeah,
I think. Tom, do you have a question for him? Will your... Yeah, come on.
Oh, has he actually got one then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you ever get to shag Natalie Portman? All right.
Asking the future is a disturbance in the Force.
Oh, that is a fucking cop-out. As soon as you ask him anything difficult, it's... there's disturbance in the Force, I can't say.
Do you have another question, Tom? Will you get to fuck... Who's that? Oh, Sophie Aldred. Oh.
Clear your mind of questions. Only then the answer will you see.
So you are going to fuck Sophie Aldred, that's all we can think.
Good work.
Yeah. When Sherlock Holmes went off for days and ends dressed as a sailor, what was he doing? Was he working on a big case or was he bumming men?
You will know when you are calm and at peace.
Well, are you quite relaxed now. I mean, it's...
Do you know?
No. I'm going to ask him again.
No, okay.
The answer you seek is yes.
So yes is doing what?
No, I sense this is...
What? Give me a fucking straight answer, will you?
The answer you seek is no.
So what? No, he won't give you a straight answer.
Yes, I answer.
I hate Yoda.
Cunt.
Yeah. Cunt. Stupid little green cunt.
Massive cunt.
He's not that massive. He's quite small.
Tiny, tiny cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in a good way.
No. Nicola Woolhouse, you count those cunts, girl. We only did, I think it was six in episode 69.
Is that all?
And we forgot to be rude about the fact it was episode 69.
Last episode was rude.
Yeah. So I'll be rude about it now. 69, that's like when two people do their own different organs with their mouths.
Yeah.
Yeah, not different organs. One of them doesn't
mouth
do a liver.
Organs.
Yeah, one of them does a liver.
Yeah.
The other one does a kidney. And the other one sticks a finger up the bum. And then goes to a dance.
Yeah, they're cleaning their teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way of doing it, to be quite honest.
What, going to a dance?
Yep, go to a dance. Everybody dance now. Everybody dance now.
Blimey.
Everybody dance now.
Well,
that was that's
you got that out of your system then.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all we've got time for this week.
Is that all we've got time for? It's just flown by.
It's gone by.
Just flown by.
So join us in 2 weeks' time when we've got another normal podcast before, of course, we do the special one.
Yeah.
By special, I don't mean needs. I mean special, as in Mega Poddy! Mega Poddy! The Poddy of Megas.
Is that what we're officially calling it now? It is Mega Poddy.
Mega Poddy! Mega Poddy. And if you happen to be browsing by the Gentleman's Review site, why don't you listen in to the thing? You might hear me doing a test broadcast at some point.
Yeah, you never know. That'll be thrilling, won't it?
Yeah, that'll make you come.
You're sitting there going, is there anybody there? Can you anybody hear me? Hello.
I mean, recently I've just been playing old podcasts, but there will be some point when I have to plug this all together and
make it go.
Talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget, on the day, if you go to Twitter at the Gents Review, you can talk to us there.
Yes, and we'll have a hashtag for it as well, won't we?
Yeah, which is, let me remember this right, GRCR Live. And that your little thing will pop up on the page then.
Yes, that's magic, isn't it?
It's magic.
Puts up everyone's thingies.
Magic. And there'll be two webcams, so you'll be able to see us sitting there looking bored.
Yeah.
Like now.
Because, God knows these video ones go flawlessly.
Yeah. They are. That's smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth operator. Smooth. Oh, fucking hell, I'm doing Sade now.
Oh, dear. Should we just wrap it up? If it's got to Sade, I really think we should probably just draw a line under it.
So from all of us here at the Gentleman's Review, it's bye-bye!
Bye-bye!